With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. It's the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion during the World War II. 98-year-old veteran Ken Hayes says he has to strike the right note when sharing his D-Day experiences with British school children.
You can't tell them the horrible things you've seen, but you've got to leave them with the thing that there must be another way other than war to resolve difficulties. And so I hope we're playing a part in doing that.
Ever-dwindling numbers of those veterans who return back to France in Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine make this year's remembrances particularly meaningful. Testimony in the trial of President Biden's son focused on past relationships.
Kathleen Buell was married to President Biden's son for 20 years. She testified she discovered her husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the porch of their home in 2015. When confronted, he admitted smoking crack. Buell says she never saw Hunter Biden use drugs. Prosecutors also called Zoe Keston. She met Biden in 2017. She told jurors when she saw him use drugs, buy drugs, talk about drugs, or possess drug paraphernalia. Keston acknowledged she had no contact with Hunter Biden during the period when he bought a gun in 2018. The trial is about whether he lied on a gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine has used U.S. weapons to attack inside Russia in recent days. That's according to a U.S. senator and Western official familiar with the matter. The weapons were used under recently approved guidance from President Biden, allowing American arms to be used to strike inside Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 19 points, while NASDAQ futures are ahead by 20. This is SRN News. Bad news from Hong Kong.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed. But Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who sued. An appeal is possible, but for now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies and take them at home. The judge upheld requirements of in-person consultations 72 hours in advance and in-person examinations. This is SRN News. The Georgia Court of Appeals has ordered a halt to the proceedings in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump, pending the outcome of their appeal seeking to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
The order means that the case against the former president and eight of his co-defendants, accusing them of a criminal conspiracy to try to overturn the 2020 election results, will almost certainly not be scheduled for trial before the fall election or even the new year. It remains unclear if the case against the six remaining co-defendants who did not sign onto the appeal will proceed. The court announced on Monday that the oral arguments in the appeal of Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee's decision to allow Willis to continue prosecuting the case against Trump is now scheduled for October 4th. A three-judge appeal panel will then have the duration of two full terms of its proceedings to issue a ruling, a period that will end the first week of March if the arguments proceed on schedule. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Discounted retailer Dollar Tree says it's looking at strategic options for the Family Dollar stores that it owns. More details at srnnews.com.